hailing from Melbourne, private investigator Bianca. She was not able to survive more than 2 weeks in Samoa for Survivor. She joins us now. Morning, Bianca.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great, buddy. And commiserations on getting booted out. I think we can all safely say you were just too good for the team.
Oh, aren't you so kind?
Well, we do reckon you were a bit of a threat being the private investigator, even though you kept that quite hush-hush. You were still, yeah, I reckon they saw that you were a gun.
And look, at the end of the day, it is quite a compliment to be voted out because you're a threat, as opposed to, you know, some sort of, you know, silly mistake or whatnot. Mm. So I can take heart from that.
I think you totally can, because I was watching it going, okay, she's actually developing some strategy here. I think you made the fatal flaw of confiding in Matt, because he went and squealed like a little pig as soon as you spoke to him. He went and ratted you out and said, look, you know, Bianca's gunning for you. Flick. And then that was all over, basically. They rallied and had you booted.
Yes. And look, it was a risk talking to Connor about it. But at the end of the day, Kylie, Pete and I needed a fourth person. Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know, all things being equal, he's probably our best chance. And ultimately, everything on Survivor is a risk of, you know, who you speak to and who you don't. Yeah. And you just have to take your chances sometimes.
I was watching it last night, as you probably did as well, Bianca, and the Aganoa tribe early just seemed to not have their stuff together. And there was already tears with Christy, which was just annoying. Sorry, I found that so annoying how she was crying and sitting off on her own and talking about how she, you know, had told her dad she always wanted to go on Survivor and, God, whinge. I think she's going to be going off next.
It's pretty early for the paranoia to start, so she'll need to rein that in if she wants to be successful, for sure.
Do you think drugs cause that? You think she smoked a little bit of the wacky tobacco?
No, look, I believe it's genuine. The paranoia can very easily set in out there.
It must be pretty tough. And Bianca, who do you reckon is going to tough it out and take out Survivor and that $500,000 for 2016?
Oh, look, my money would be on Barry. I think he's in with a really great chance.
Well, I actually know Barry, Bianca. I used to work with him up in Cairns.
There you go.
Okay, we'll have to watch him.
Yeah, you might. Indeed.
Hot tip. Hey, one last question, Peter. Is it possible that Peter's just foxing? Because I reckon here's my theory. I reckon he's smarter than the average bear. He's older. He's not able to do as much. And I think he's going to play that to his advantage by saying, just vote for me, guys. Vote for me. Kick me out of here. Reverse psychology. They're all going to keep him around thinking he's the weaker wildebeest. And at the end, boom, he'll pounce.
And this was one of my reasons for concocting the plan against Flick, was I didn't know if Pete was being honest with me or not. So I needed a backup plan.
Oh, the mind games.
Too much
full
going
on. Bianca, thanks so much for chatting to us. And
pleasure.
Good luck back being, you're not so much of a private investigator anymore. Everyone knows who you are.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm just an investigator now, not so private. Bye-bye.